Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Our first one yeah. in this lovely area, your area, Kench. Why have you already got the corn nuts out in front of you? You're such an uncle. You line them up.
It's not a night, but
yeah. Okay, right. Firstly, we have to address some stuff before we get into this. There's a birthday. There's a birthday here today. Okay, here within a register. Happy birthday. Whose birthday is it?
Ricky.
Ricky. Why does Ricky look like he didn't want that mentioned?
Ricky is going to kill birthday.
You're calling him out. How old is Ricky? 42. How do you know Ricky? Ricky's person next to Ricky?
Wife.
You are wife. I didn't want to assume.
She's
your
wife,
so
she's just,
She's a wife. So how long have you been married, you and Ricky?
18 years.
Congratulations. Look at that.
That's incredible.
It is incredible. He's still got a full head of hair. That's beautiful. I'm jealous of that.
Yeah.
That's lovely. You've got no stress. Do you do anything at home? Nothing? You got kids?
Yes.
Two what?
Teenagers.
Oh, two girls. They're worse than boys up here. Yeah, how old are they in terms of...
16 and 12.
But 16 and 12, that's like 26 and 20. Yeah. Girls are more gelato, aren't they? They are. They develop in a... I'm looking around and then I just saw five female faces like, where are you going with this, Andy? Where are you going with this? I'm just saying. You got two girls as well. You got two boys. See, the good thing about boys, because boys are thick, you can just tell them stuff. And they'll just buy it. You know, you're going to go, no, if you do that, you dickhead, your knob will fall off. Oh, shit, okay.
You're doing some antenatal
classes. No, I'm just saying, like, that it's true. See, you got boys or you got girls?
Boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl, and the boy is thicker than the girl. Way thicker, see? I'm telling you, you know, my missus holds our family together because there's three thick boys in the house. That's it. But no, it's nice to be here. So we're in your turf.
Yeah,
by the way,
yeah.
The sun is coming. I feel like, have I died? Like, is this it? Is this what heaven looks like?
Yes. What's going on?
Oh, hold on. Akshay from the Baladami, but from many other things now. But Akshay, we know, what have you done, Akshay?
It wasn't me.
That's what Shaggy said.
Altaf, who's put this together, is going around with a cloth and is doing his best moonwalk to... So, what did you spill? Or did your wife's waters break again? Because I know you've had about 16 babies.
Oh, I'm excited to see us.
Yeah. She is 600! Hey! Let's hope you don't have a thick boy, okay? how are you? Akshay, first of all, you're right. Yeah, thought we'd just catch up. Has mum, dad all right? Did they sort the property stuff in India? Was that all right? I don't know if it was. Good to have you here. But spillage in all three. Thank you for wiping that up. Look at his dookie face. Look at the promotion. Look at that. He's like, this is not my flipping job, man. I just put the promotion on his whole ticket here. I'm not supposed to be wiping up checking the odds, yeah. But yeah, this is your end, Kent. What does this area mean to you?
Well, I grew up around here, you know, Hatchend. I don't know why it's called the Harrow Arts Centre for a start.
Because it's not in Harrow, is it? I mean, look, when I look, Hatchend Station's like around the corner.
Yeah, just down the road. One of my best friends lived here as well.
So, isn't Harrow.
No.
It is Harrow, isn't it?
Hatchend. Oh, all right, fine. But it's Hatchend, really.
Anything past, like, you know, when you get off at Hanger Lane, it's Harrow. That's it.
Harrow. No, but one of my best friends at school used to live here, Alex Stebbings.
Alex, did he?
Yeah, good old Alex Stebbings, yeah.
Stebbings,
yeah.
That sounds like an Indian person saying stabbings. You're like, last very night battle yesterday, lots of stabbings in the road. Stabbings.
Are you still mates with him?
No, he was bullied a lot at school, actually. But he was the only girl I got bullied at school, do you know what I mean? It was normally the Asian people, but he was the only girl I got bullied at school.
Was that because he was your mate?
Yeah.
Through association.
I was the only one to play with. No, you know what I mean? Like, in the
It was an all-boys school. It was an all-boys school.
No, this is what it was mixed.
That's friends with benefits.
No, but this was the mixed one. But, you know, we were friends on the playground. We used to play Cops and Robbers together.
So. Yeah?
No, yeah.
Which one were you?
One were you? Yeah.
I was always the robber, believe it or not.
You were the robber?
He was a cop, yeah. Because his dad was a cop. as well. So he was, I think that's why he got bullied as well.
That's all right. And you'd be like, oh, chase me, chase me. I've done something, hidden.
That was Cox and Robbins.
Yeah, Cox and Robbins.
Different game.
But you notice it, you DJ around this area.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not a fan. I'm from South London, so this is like, you know. Oh,
Have you come? But you've married here now, haven't you? Yeah.
That's why they've all leveled up.
The hair's on point. It's all straightened up. The outfits look good.
It's incredible. They're not licking each other's bags. They've got guns in their bags.
Yeah. There's no gangster lean. Like saying like what?
They've got fresh water. They've even got drinks in their hands. It's incredible.
Do you feel like you've upgraded now?
No, never.
There's some fresh air down south.
Yeah.
Is that what you call weed smell?
She just turned around to the people in the aisle. She goes, "I love you lot, but it's nice to people down in South London."
100%.
So you don't like this. Nah, I'm so sorry. How about that? Satch starts on the podcast with, "I hate your area."
I'm with them.
One way to win it. I love it here. I did two shows here last night. We were at Harrow Arts. Anyone here last night?
No.
Oh, well, thanks. We had two of the Year Dosti shows celebrating Sholay, which is 50 years old. And it was great. This is the promoter of it as well. And we had like 800 people in. So screw you in your 25-seater room. thanks, brown loaders. But no, it's great. So
actually,
I feel like...
It's actually 70 in it.
Oh, is it 70? Okay, right, fine. It's nice to have everybody here. But it was great. So I feel like I'm living in Harrow at the moment. And it's always a wicked crowd in Harrow. It really is. By the way, there's mainly women. Have you seen them?
The two men at the back look really cross, and they're folding their arms, and they look really
unhappy
already.
To be here. Yeah.
So I don't want to point them out or anything on this side, but they don't look happy at all. Like, we could have been watching the last day of the Premier League, or you know, watching the IPL, but we're sitting here with our wives absolutely loving it at the front, and we are bored.
Yeah. I'm stereotyping because I think we can. Is everybody Gujarati in the room?
Yeah.
I love that. Look at that. Look, this is what she did. She went, no, and then moved her trousers. It was quite a Gujarati bhangra, though, because you didn't do the swagger one. You did the Gujarati one.
What's the Gujarati bhangra move?
Gujarati bhangra move is different. Yeah. It's quicker. It's quicker than a Punjab. Punjabis is like, chung, chuk, 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 chung, yeah. Chung, chuk, chuk, like that, right? Yeah. And Gujarati is like, chung, chuk, 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 chuk. It's just, they do it to every bit of the
door. Double speed.
Yeah.
Like to drum and bass.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's like they don't want to miss a beat. No, we are wasting the beats. Don't waste the beats. Use the beats. Dance to the beats.
Use every beat.
Dance to every bit, the thumbi and everything. So sorry, who's married to a Gujarati? You're married to a Gujarati, but you're both Punjabi? And your sisters? Are you related?
Yes.
Actual sisters.
Sisters. Yeah.
Yeah.
And cousins.
Okay, clearly you're making her feel very different. Yeah. She was like, yeah, we're sisters. But that's just a cousin sister. We've only just started talking to their side of the family. Yeah, I get it. There's been some issues. No, it's fine. So, okay, it's nice. It's a little family affair there. So, but you as a Punjabi, you married a Gujarati. Hi, that's nice. And what was it about? What was his name? What's his name? Nikhil? Nikesh?
Oh, no.
Am I close?
Manish. Now you've got all of you've got to put the camera on.
Say the whole name.
Chandrakant. Don't worry about it. Don't say it again.
You must be
don't say
now
again.
After all these years.
No, don't say it again. Let's move on.
Or CJ.
Don't say it again.
CJ.
Don't say it again.
CJ.
You get cancelled.
Chandra, no, what's the second one?
CJ. No, just don't worry.
Look at me.
Khan, like.
I used to work in Essex, and they'd always say, "What's your husband's name, Chandra?" And I'd say, "Kant." And they'd Chandra.
Oh, it's K-A-N-T.
That's what they were
doing.
K-A-N-T,
yeah.
Chandra Kant. Like a Kant from the moon. That's what he is. I'm just saying, it's a Chandra Kant.
That.
It means moonstone. You know, you make it too easy for me, and now you know why we got sacked. It's people like you luring our little brain into that. Oh,
because you innocently.
Because now, what would have happened if this was 8 years ago and we were at the BBC? Right. I would have gone, "Did you hear that? This woman that came in the radio today, right?" Fucking husband's name is Chandra Khan. And then someone's going to find a message and go, "Why would you say that? That's a respectful Gujarati name."
Don't forget all the memes that we would have made. We would have made a lot of memes for it.
We would have made memes, yeah. Yeah, you would have replaced the moon with Satch's head and went, here's the Chandra cunt in our group. And that stuff is what gets you fired. Yeah. Just so you know. Can't have a laugh. I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry that you're married. I'm sorry. Moving on.
To be fair, I was ready to fire kids today again.
Why?
Because obviously you come from East.
Yes.
I come from South.
Yep. Yeah.
Kedge message first thing in the morning. Oh, can someone pick me up? And I'm like, you live 5 minutes up the road. What do you mean?
Yeah,
no, I just presume that's because he wants to drink then. That's why he wants to get on it.
No, drinking. No. There's an actual serious issue. And that is, I don't have a car at the moment.
Why don't you have a car?
Because yesterday I was going to Tesco to do a bit of shopping.
As always, on
as
Saturday.
Always on a yeah. Saturday, like
charging it
early. And all I'd do was get some naan. And so park the car. You know when you park in the car?
Hang on a minute. You went to Tesco to get naan when you live in Harrow.
But it's that
green one. It's that green brand.
Yeah,
the green one. They only do it, but it's good. I mean, it toasts up really well. Oh,
yeah. Haven't you got like any fresh naan shops like near you? Or?
No. In Bushy, don't be silly. So
he's a little bit proud of that. No. I'm in the white area.
I'm sorry.
That's what that was right there. That was a little flex. That was
I moved in and I've doubled the count of Asians in Bushy. But as I was parking in, I thought, you know what? Because normally I just go straight into the car park space. I thought, you know what? I'm going to reverse it. And then I start getting these horrible thoughts that, why have you reversed it, Ked? You never do that. Something bad's going to happen. All right, don't be scared.
No, you start.
No, I did.
So you put nothing on yourself there.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely, I did. Anyway, doing the shopping. And then I thought, oh, I need a couple more things. And then the woman starts announcing, can the owner of the number plate? And then I went, oh, this would be funny if it was my number plate. It was my number plate. So I thought, oh, my God, what's happened here? So I thought, oh, maybe didn't lock the car.
Yeah, or the alarm. The window open.
Yeah, the alarm. Exactly. So I went, and there was like...
Or there's a couple dogging in the back seat still.
Maybe. The front of Tesco, six people were standing there, plus two people from Tesco. I was like, oh, my God, this looks like something serious.
My car on fire. That's what I was thinking.
And the one goes, someone's just got into your car. And I thought, oh, mate.
Was it Alex Debbings?
No. It was far from that. Okay. I'll tell you that. Okay.
Someone drove into your car.
Yeah. So then you know, like you think, well, I've got this trolley of shopping, and they go, no, don't worry, we'll look after your shopping.
That,
so I have to deal with that. And then you think, what's happening? But before I actually got out, there was three women. Who one of them goes, lovely car, but mate, someone's just gone into it. You know, then you're like, oh, what's happened here?
Yeah.
And then they were, we saw it all, we'll be your witness, and I had a mother and a daughter there. And so first I've got to say, humans are lovely people, because there was about three, four of them all just stopped their shopping to just be witness, you know, sort of people.
Either that or they're just grasses.
Yeah.
I saw it. Yeah. I will tell exactly what happened.
I didn't see it.
Were they brown?
They're all white people.
White people, that's why you can't trust them.
Asian people are not going to
Can't keep a secret. Walk on, love. Nothing to do with you.
No, but hang on, Tommy, you're the first guy to stop and do all of that. You were like, oh, my name is Tommy Sandu, I live in
South. I would have jumped and protected your car. I would have jumped in between the cars, taken a bullet.
I think, as Asians, we wouldn't have waited. We would have seen it and gone, oh dear, and then we would have carried on with our life. Because I think, as Asians, we've got a lot of things to do.
If I saw it was Kedge's car, they kicked the bumper off as well.
Oh no, look, someone's nicked the stereo as well. And the wheels are gone.
So then I'll go up to the car, and you know you're like, what's happened? What's happened? You see this big black is a Nissan Qashqai.
Oh, say that.
Well, no, I'm saying it like probably the person who's driving saying it. But anyway, so I get that. I'm like, OMG, and then literally the.
Is that what you, did you really say OMG?
No,
did you do that?
No, I said some swear.
Were you holding your naan at the time?
I said
OMG. You have to fan yourself with a naan. Hey, Rafa, right, Rafa. Can't hold
the naan was back in Tesco. I was like.
You dropped the naan.
I had to because I was panicking. Then I was like, so the whole bumper has just been taken off.
Oh, yeah.
And this cash car has just like sort of gone in and tried, and it was a learner driver.
Ooh. What are you doing in Tesco?
What I was told is that she was going into the sort of the parking bay next to mine. Yeah. She hit it, panicked. Yeah. Put a foot on the accelerator.
Just to finish off.
Oh, make it worse.
And it's all just come off.
Oh, man.
And so all of her side door is all, you know, dented and scratched. But I was like, oh, this is horrific now. Anyway, so then...
Is it wrong to laugh? It's wrong to laugh.
No, laugh. So I was laughing at the time as well, because I was delirious.
Yeah, and then
this little kid comes out, bless him. It's a Chinese kid.
Right.
And his English was, you know, he couldn't speak English properly. And he was just like, oh, my mum's just, driven into your car.
Yeah. Well, he was teaching her how to drive. We know how thick boys are. There's a Chinese son. I bet Chinese boys are clever, though. I bet they're all right. You know, if you had a boy, you're like, I wish they were Chinese. They get to do stuff, man. These kids are clever enough.
Of course, but he was like, oh, my mum's just like really shocked. And I looked into the
back. How old is this boy?
18,
19. Oh, okay, not boy.
No, but he looked very small. He looked very small. And so, you know, and then his mum was, bless her, inside crying and shaking. Oh. And he was like, she was really nervous about the whole thing. And their dad, I think they dropped him off earlier, he was walking back or something like that. He took it.
Did you say she was a learner?
She just passed about a month ago.
Okay. Oh, fine. So she got the green. Did she have the green peel?
All the car park spaces, my girl went right next to mine.
Yeah. So actually, whether you reversed in or didn't reverse in, it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, but at least I think I could have driven the car home. This is like the car couldn't even move because it was all hanging low and it was just.
So what happened? Yeah, car still there?
No, so then I had to get the people to come out and he had to get towed on the back of the
lorry. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he was just going, oh, why did you drive your car to Tesco? You should have just walked. Those people are nutters in Tesco.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And he was like, well, that's all well and good in hindsight, but do you know what I mean? I'm not going to just walk to Tesco.
So it's your front bumper that all got taken off.
Yeah.
And it could have been your back. It could have been your hatch end, your hatchback end.
Oh, well, it could have been that. But you know what? I was just really nice to them. I think you kind of think you want to get angry, and I didn't swear, and I didn't do anything. And I actually felt really sorry for them. And their dad came up to me and goes, oh, you're a very kind person. Thank you, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, we'll sort this out and all of that. But I just felt really bad for the woman who just got into a car. And it's actually quite nerve-wracking, isn't it, when you just pass.
You felt bad for her?
I did. Why? A little bit. Well, because, oh, mate, she was shaking. I've never seen anyone so afraid and frightened of what she had done.
Were you intimidating? Did you come out with all that?
Do I look intimidating?
Do I look intimidating?
Intimidating.
Behave. What size is that like? When I said, do I look intimidating?
She died.
Just be a little bit. No, but the thing was,
She was crying because she thought, oh no, look, I've crashed into this boy's car. This little boy's car.
So anyway, that's the story. I have no car, and the courtesy car's not happening until tomorrow. So that's why I needed a lift. But did my brothers deliver? No.
I come from the other end of the world. I ain't coming past here to go there to get you.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
I came.
And you're one stop away on the train.
Two.
This is what he's like just all the time. Honestly, and you kind of ever go. We do get messages from people saying, "Oh, nasty, go easy on Ken. Go easy on like, no, he's a dickhead." And he's a micro dickhead. It's not like any major things he does. It's just like a tap dripping away, going dick.
And basically,
it's that kind of torture treatment. The reason why I couldn't pick you up is I came from Wembley. I've just been in Wembley Stadium watching Leyton Orient you're South Londoners, I'll be honest, I was scared about going to the game because I got off a ticket to the game and I thought, oh shit, if I tell Satch I want to go and watch a football match before this, because obviously the game starts at 1, should be done by about 3, but if it goes extra time,
penalties.
Can I just
say you are so brave?
I know, but I thought.
I could feel the stress in the WhatsApp group when you said I'm going to the football.
No. He told me. I spoke to him a few days ago and he told me.
But I went, look, listen. You know, he's like my wife. Look, I'm going to go, but I'll be back in time for your mum and dad arriving. And don't worry, I'll pick up the samosa on the way home. You've got to kind of justify yourself.
The football started at 1, it finished at 3. You're going to be here by 6.
Yeah, but it could have gone extra time. Could have gone penalties.
That's a you problem.
That's what he's done. That's a you problem. But if I wasn't here now, that's what would be going on. So I was a bit nervous about that. But it was great. Went along, saw the atmosphere. It was shit because Leighton didn't win, and that's how it's very near to where I live. I wanted to point one thing out, my main thing, because I'm here amongst many Gujaratis. How much did I have to pay for 2 hot dogs and 2 burgers on the way in?
Can we guess?
Yeah. 2 plain hot dogs, because they were for the kids.
That's £9 each. And then,
okay. Oh. And then 2, sorry, beef burgers.
Yeah.
Ooh.
With bacon. All right. Screw you. I'll offend everybody.
Oh, and then 2.
With bacon and a unicorn. Yeah.
2 hot dogs.
And a Chinese kid. So 2... beef and bacon burgers. Yes. I wasn't going to mention the bacon. I feel like I'm confessing. 2 beef and bacon burgers and 2 plain hot dogs. And a Pepsi Max.
So a burger each, let's say.
£25.
No, more. A burger each going to be like 12 to 14 quid.
In one of the little, vans leading up to Wembley. So as you're going down the corridor, opposite like where that box park is. Huh?
£35.
Yeah, well, I said 25.
£57, ladies and gentlemen. I was like, no, I just ordered the two burgers and the two hot dogs. He went, yeah, it's 57, right?
57.
And no, and this is exactly what happened. Good? It was £47. As I was putting the sauce in, my mate was there with me and he's getting his hot dog for his kid.
That was like 5 extra.
No, and the guy went, I'm really sorry, you've been charged the wrong amount. I thought, that makes sense. And he went, it's another tenner.
67.
You know, you're like, that's fine. I'm like, £57 brilliant. For Van... burger and
was it
hot
good?
Dog.
Was it good?
No, it was terrible. It was sukkah. It was horrible. Yeah, it was an outdoor. But that was it. But, you know, the overpaying thing gets me because it gets my...
Do you know, I thought about that yesterday because I was driving up to, where was that, Oxford or something, and I stopped at that services just up here, Beaconsfield, like A40.
Oh, yeah.
M40, sorry. Went in, got a drink, and I was with my mate, so we bought two chocolates. But the deal is you buy four for X amount of money.
I love that.
Yeah, but we've got £7 for four chocolates.
Yeah, but otherwise, how much for one? This is the conversation we had a couple of weeks ago.
Why are you being Tommy now?
See, now he gets it.
Why are you being Tommy?
By the way, I
just
you know,
for one chocolate.
Sir. No. But how much was one chocolate?
Yeah, it was like £2.53.
Yeah, but that's all you want.
See, I hope, please, Punjabis are with me.
Why are you buying four?
Would you buy the four? Can we just solve this now? Would you buy them all?
Wait.
If it was £2.50 for one or four, see.
I bought four.
This is why everyone's going to be dead soon, because everyone's just eating ridiculous amounts of food.
Put it in the fridge. Have one every month for the next 4 months. Doesn't matter.
No, you don't need it.
We may not need it, but you're such a fool.
If you buy three chocolates, it's going to cost two chocolates. It's going to cost you six.
All you need is one chocolate. Of course they're going to tell you that. I mean, you know, if you go to Costco, you can probably buy about 800 toilet papers rolls if you want as well. But, you know,
you wouldn't go and buy...
You need to wipe your backside for the next 40 years, but you don't need it all now.
Well, you wouldn't go and get 12 sheets on their own. Well, I just need that for my daddy today.
Maximum nine pack. You know, depending on the number of people you got, but you don't need four chocolate bars.
Well, that's you don't. You don't
get the toilet paper.
She's like, yeah, talking of which, I don't want to buy toilet paper. I'm going to steal it. Someone's going to steal it from the public toilets. If you come back with two toilet rolls, we're going to know. Okay. You're going to see those things. Don't try and smuggle those bad boys in.
When I was at Tottenham, right? Because I was at Tottenham earlier in the week. Something happened during the week. We won a trophy after 17 years. But firstly, I've got to address it because a lot of people actually messaged me to say, can you please tell Tommy and Satch that it actually was worth going to watch Tottenham in the Tottenham Stadium just on the
what
screen?
What was the thing you said last week?
Because you said it was like...
I'm sorry. It was the analogy that came to my head at the time.
It was all the girls
in the room, sisters in the room.
It was a good analogy.
I said it's like wearing a condom and having a wank is what going to Tottenham Hotspur
to watch
screens.
Yeah.
You're going there, you're gonna sit in the seat like, oh, you're getting all the mazza ready, but there is no mazza.
Yeah.
That's what it was. All this nobody else involved in the mazza. That was the that's how
Yeah, but
that's
there was
how,
so much mazza.
Well, yeah, because you pleasured yourself. That's what you did.
I mean it was incredible.
So just have all the stadium full, they sold out as well.
Not all of it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, one of the tiers was empty.
And lots of screens on the pitches.
Loads of screens. And then obviously we beat Man United, Satch's team. He doesn't want to talk about it. We still haven't really spoken about it, but it's fine. He'll get over it. And then we won a trophy, and it was nuts. And also, can I just say, it's not as expensive as what you were talking about Wembley, because I bought, like, buying pints there, it's like £6, £7.
Yeah, that might be beer, but...
Well, no, but even like, I had burger and chips and everything, it was about £4.50.
Inside the
group? Yeah. That's quite cheap. And
Levy's trying to sell it to me, like, no, come and support Tottenham.
No.
Spurs has got his own brewery. It's all homemade.
Yeah. Well, that's what he does, isn't it? Levy could be Gujarati. The owner of Tottenham. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Levy Gant. Could be. I'm just saying. It could be. I'm just saying. But he's entrepreneurial, right?
He is entrepreneurial.
And talking of entrepreneurs, the ultimate entrepreneur, one of your favourites, Donald Trump. Donald Trump, right? There's a story out this week. I think what we can relate with this is Desi's, right? Because there is talk of a brand new TV show, which is a reality show.
He loves a reality show.
For immigrants to get their kind of green card for America.
Wow.
You have to go through a series of challenges on a TV show. Wow. It's all been talked, it's all being pitched at the moment. It's not official. But you go through a series of shows to test your nationalization.
Do you know about this? Because what, you're in the running for the host?
No, I'm not running yet. I'd love to host that. But I think Donald would be involved.
We need to find someone who's been sacked from the BBC who would fit this kind of show.
Yeah, no, you need to find an American, because it's an American show, you'd have to find an American host who's going to then go, right, I'm going to go through a series of rounds and just test how ready you are to be an American citizen, whatever that means.
You know what, when I read that, I mean, it's weird, isn't it? But I think we'd all watch it.
Of course we would, because but then I think most of us, even if we had to do that for this country, we would probably fail, because it'd be things like to do with the royal family, your you know, how much you know about, I don't know, like, I don't know what, I don't know what Trooping of the Colours is.
Yeah, no one does.
They'll go for a parade.
See that quiet in the room.
No,
that's
what I mean.
When they march.
Yeah,
it's when they march.
Yeah, no, but they march and then they do that on the horses and stuff. Yeah.
Bro, don't just say what you've seen on the TV. Yeah, they do the walking, the horses are coming, and the saddle is there, and the man in the clothes. It's not the same. But this is it. This is the ultimate test. It's kind of make people see how what their civic duties are.
But then you have to do a test like that to get a passport here anyway. Like,
yeah, but this is more like challenges. And it'd be good. I think you could move that on. Imagine like...
Imagine that watching that as a show, because you're following and you're rooting for your favourite immigrant. Like that. What a concept that is. Do you know what I mean? I like that person. Because if we get them in this country, you know, they'll be able to get us free budgets because they've got that sort of connection to Gujarat. You would start finding your favourite immigrant.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, I like the brown ones. Oh, I'm not sure about that one. Or...
Yeah, or like we need better Mexican sauce. Let's follow this one. This Mexican who's like running the race.
Because then when he comes over, he can bring his sauce.
He can bring more sauce.
Fine. Yeah.
Everyone will have different people.
What are your skills? What would you bring to America then, Kedge? What can you right now? You're in front of Donald Trump. You go, look, Donald.
From England.
You got to let me in. No, as you are, Kedge.
Oh, mangoes. I mean,
he charges you triple the duty now, so he'd up there.
Yeah, but then imagine how much I can charge.
I don't know,
but do you get all these Indian mangoes and all that in America? Is there a big business there? Because like it is here.
I doubt you can.
No, forget the mangoes. I think it's more about you. What do you offer to America?
Yeah, you can't go check out my app.
What, as a skill?
Yeah, what's your skill? Why should you be here?
Well, that's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
No. Satch, you're there in front of Trump right now.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I'll play at all your parties for free.
Right, there you go. He's what they call an AO, like an alien with extraordinary abilities. They call that everything. Like, so you've got DJ skills.
Yeah.
I can bring TV host skills. Yeah. I can host a show over there. I can contribute. I'll pay my taxes. I love American culture. I love the movies. Right. I can buy into it. All the pageantry, all the things that they do, and they do loads of dress up.
I'm saying is, I'll get
into American culture. Right. I've done the drive across America several times.
I can help them set podcasts up.
Oh, see. I think they're doing that already.
He hasn't.
I think Joe Rogan lives in America.
So does he?
Yeah, they've got a bunda who can do that.
Maybe I could, yeah. I just work for Trump.
Yeah,
I think that's
so what would you do?
You need like a you know, sort of that connection that we can do. Someone to speak a lot of languages, have that connection to the Asian community, the British community. Yeah, I think it'll be useful.
I think what you're thinking is you could almost set up Garba nights all around, right?
Yes.
And as everybody's going around, what they're also doing is generating energy for Elon Musk's kind of electricity car, and that powers your Tesla on the way home.
I think I've got a use for Kedge, because forget about America at the moment.
Maybe not here, like, I'm absolutely useless. But
no, I think this...
He's self-reflecting, he's going, actually, I am useless. I have nothing.
This is something for Kedge, because another story, I forget about America at the moment in their TV show. India are going through their own struggles at the moment.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what, Kedge could probably help with this.
Now what?
So they're basically, as we know, India, they're pretty rubbish at sports apart from cricket and hockey.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, in the Olympics...
There's been no challenges there, no?
Archery, they're good at that.
Badminton?
Hockey, yeah.
Shooting and a bit of, badminton.
Kedge, have you got an OCI card?
Yes.
Who's got an OCI card in here?
That's everyone.
Everyone, look at me.
Have you?
No! That's such a...
I'm going to put this out there. I don't think Punjabis were as excited about the OCI
card
as Gujaratis. Because Gujaratis, I tell you what, all I heard, there was a period. Do you remember there was a period when this OCI card was available? Have you got it? Can you get it? Can your mum get it?
It's like a shiny when you have stickers.
Yeah, like, you get it. It was the only chat that happened at weddings, at gatherings. It was like, have you got the OCI?
Remind me, it means you don't have to apply for a visa, you can just kind of go back and forth.
It means you're an overseas citizen of India.
Can you stay as long as you want then in India?
I think you can, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so it's not a 6 month thing and all that.
Basically, and also you don't have to queue up in that visa line. It takes forever.
Yeah. So it's a little bit like an NRI
Express.
VIP
Express.
Thing.
Yeah.
And so, and you both got it.
Yeah.
I
don't. And also, you know, the weird thing is, it's like, my parents haven't lived in India for years. I don't even know how we got it. But we got it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you think about it, I don't know how we got it. Because my dad's from Sudan and my mom's from Uganda. So I don't know how. I don't even know how that happened.
How did you get it?
You know, I'm not even going to question it.
Sudan?
Yeah.
And Uganda?
Yeah.
Suganda. you're Suganda.
Yeah, that's the hybrid, yeah. So I don't even know how that even happens or who or
Sudan.
How. But I got one.
Yeah, okay.
How did you get one?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
so you got a chance.
No, hold on. So hold a minute. Our grandparents busted their balls to get out of the country.
Yeah.
And then you're like, quick, I need to take it back in. So that, I find that interesting. That's why Punjabi's like, no, it's all right. We've got property. We bought land in West London and running throat. We're okay. But so I think this almost makes you semi-fresh again. I think it's, so you'll become, because you're now going back the other, if you've both got that, I can't believe you got one, Sam.
You know why I got it? I'll tell you why I got it. I used to go over there to DJ quite a lot. So I was just, it made sense to get one.
That's right. For work reasons.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why have you got one?
Why have you got one?
For work reasons.
To go pick up some mangoes. Go pick up mangoes. go get the rough ones.
Mangoes ready.
So anyway, back to the story. If you have an OCI card, India are considering.
Yeah.
If you've got any, you know, if you're good at any sports,
yeah,
they might pick you up from another country now because you're a citizen of another country.
There we go.
So you can play for the national side.
It might happen.
Any sport.
Well, wow. Satch, what would you do?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm getting out the judo suit then, I reckon. Because how many Indian people do judo? I mean, that is... I would definitely do any sport, but
imagine what would happen to you if you went up against, like, a proper-sized man. It's not fair. They're going to go, look, we're not doing transports now. This young woman who's put on a judo suit, please. This little Bhutani skinny Gujarati girl. It's lovely that you want
to
take
but
part.
But to represent India in judo, I mean, that would be the history. That is the history books right there.
Bro, you look like one of them Mujahideen. You love the ones that women. You know, the ones that come around the weddings asking for money.
He could have just said a marathon runner.
I think Indians are good at marathon running. I think I'd have to actually qualify for it. I don't think I'd be that good.
I don't think I've seen one.
No. India got some good. India got good runners.
Maybe because you've got the Sudan Uganda background. You've got that long distance African running.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, that's all right.
But I don't think I'd qualify for that. Because you're still going to go for a niche sport, haven't you? It's got like darts. Like that.
I don't think you can do that.
The famous Indian dance player.
There you go. There isn't one.
Yeah, no.
All right. Well, I think we've established he can't go America or India.
OCI. You never know.
What are you guys going to do?
I don't need to go anywhere.
Yeah.
What sports would you do?
But he's got. You have got the ability to. So you can go and play for any kind of team, or you could be a part of the management of the team.
Badminton and squash.
Yeah.
I think even there's a lot of good Indian squash. But every Indian uncle plays squash.
Racket sports. Yeah. They're all
sort of racket.
Good with their wrists. They are.
No.
I don't know why Indian men are, but they're very good with their wrists. They are. Wrist sports is good.
Why are these women chuggling so loudly about men and good wrists?
They don't do arm wrestling, but...
It's like they've just certified it.
Yeah, exactly.
Ked, you can go to Turkey, though, can't you?
I can go to Turkey, and I have been to Turkey.
I'm going to Turkey tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Well, there was some news I wanted to tell you about Turkey. Because the government there have basically just announced that they're going to bring this new law into people who are flying in and out of Turkey on aeroplanes.
Right.
And this is going to be incredible. And I'm telling you, if anyone here is going to Turkey, be careful. Because this is, we all suffer from this, and we're going to end up with massive fines.
Right.
And that is, you are not allowed to open your seatbelt until the plane has stopped. So you know all of this nonsense that goes on when the plane lands. Everyone's opening the thing, getting their bags out.
Pass me, please.
Yeah, pass me, please. And it's always the slightly older
pass
woman me. Who can't move, can't do anything, but her bag is six seats down that way.
Yeah.
And then she has to get everyone else to give her her bag first before anybody else gets it.
How are you going to monitor this?
No,
like,
so
you're
now
not allowed to do it now anyway. Like,
no,
it's not, but
everyone does it. Everyone does it.
So you have to wait for the...
So hang on, is this...
The plane has to come to a complete standstill.
Yeah, but that has to happen now, Kedge.
The Turkish government are going to be actually allowing the airplanes to actually give you on-spot fines.
Oh, so if you get up, Yeah, like, screw it. Don't worry
about
it.
That's it. You're getting a straight up fine. So I'm just telling you because I know there's a lot of this. I mean, the room, you know, we like to get excited when the plane touches down.
You know, Air India. How are you going to monitor that?
Oh, God.
Oh, no, no. The Air India's fine. That's fine.
You can just get up.
What do you mean that's fine?
Yeah, because the air host is already off the plane anyway. Yeah, you're back. They're already off the plane because they're shopping in the duty free and stuff. You know, they got people to be in South.
Air India flights, the state of them, man. The seatbelt light don't even work.
Those cabin carriages don't even, they don't even shut.
It's been.
Be careful with Air India.
I know. As I said that again, I've had my running, so they're going to think I've got
this
it.
This is the only guy who keeps travelling with Air India.
No, I haven't.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I mean, like, once you've been on Air India, you're like, right, we're not doing that again.
Yeah, but you know, okay, real talk.
This guy keeps going.
When it comes to booking, it's always £200-£300 cheaper.
Here we go.
There you go. Because it's shit. Because it's not as good. It's that little bit cheaper, and you think, oh, you know what? Over there's get a few, that's a few hundred quid. You know, that's my spending money.
A few hundred quid, but the sweat and the stress that you go through. Yeah. The seat doesn't work. It still smells of the last person's mitai. It's just toilets are blocked.
Yeah, and it's the company, the people that are going to be on that plane. They're not my people. They're not my people. But it's cheaper,
and
so that's fine.
The barefoot crew are all in Air India.
Yeah, the toenail crew. The toenail crew are
out. And they're doing the
pilotis and
everything.
The pick your toenail crew. They are. You see it out.
But you're part of that.
No, I'm...
picking the toenail. You'd like to get your feet out.
No, not picking
your toenails, but you'd like to get your feet out a little bit.
I just take my shoes on. I keep socks on. Not barefoot on a plane. No? I told you...
And you went barefoot at someone's house, remember?
Yeah.
We spoke about that on the podcast.
Yeah, why was that?
You went to a party to host.
I didn't have no socks. Yeah.
But then you thought they looked funny.
They did look funny because then it makes my feet look weird because my feet are so big.
But why'd you take them off? Huh?
Let's not get it right. But no, so how do we get to Air India? What are we saying? We're saying what? What
Turkey.
Were we saying? Turkey. I'll stay in the seat, is what I'm trying to say. Okay. I'm choking up on the fine I might get already.
Yeah, so we've got that. And then also, then the other thing as well, that apparently that was in the papers, was that how, like, one in four Brits, we like to go abroad and we like to sort of say all these foreign words, but we're mispronouncing them. Like you know when you want to say gracias, but we say gracias.
You
know, and so, but we try, and we're still getting it wrong. Like, you know.
Like, people go, por favor.
Because I think...
Un cerveza, por favor. Un cerveza, por favor.
Because Asians suffer with, what's that French pastry that's like slightly bent like that?
Really? Croissant.
Yeah.
They say croissant.
Yeah, plachant, and, you know, it's a whole load of things that we like to call it. But, you know, we struggle with it, and I don't know why, but we do.
Can I be, what you have to realise, this is a micro dig.
No, this is another
micro dig from you, got there. No, so let me tell you.
Because
he's saying what he's saying is, you lot struggle. I don't struggle. I learned French. I lived in France, and I can feel it. No, it's a mena. It's what we call mena in Punjabi. It's like a little underline, like, because you go like, we struggle.
But yeah,
then,
I can feel that,
no, you know, because you'd be there, you'd be going, because you're the full accent wanker. You'll go full like, bonjour.
That's why when we do go out and we have to speak to people who only, you know, which if English is not their first language, I will speak and order the food in their language, how they know it. Because I know what you guys are like. You will go to a Lebanese restaurant and you'll ask for a fattoush. And he'll be like...
That's exactly what Satch did in Dubai.
I did that last week.
What he asked for, he asked, because he dropped it, he didn't pronounce his teeth. He went, fattoush. And the guy went, what?
Fattoush.
Fattoush.
He probably think you're insulting him.
Get out of the way, you fattoush.
Yeah. That's a nice thing to say about your auntie Usha.
That was a good fattoush, though. It was a good meal.
But you see why? Like, you've got to say the words properly, guys, and how it's supposed to be said.
Okay, go on. Okay, so you're in Spain, and you would like a beer, Kedge.
Yeah, cerveza.
Oh, you wanker! so you would expect, like,
If you're gonna try and do it properly. So don't do it half-assed.
So when white people kind of go namaste, you don't like that either?
No,
this is the reason. When did we go in the Namaste Lounge a few weeks ago? And he was speaking in Indian, English.
He had the twang.
I matched the staff, and I was like, why are you talking like that? Like,
because they wouldn't understand otherwise. You can't just give a ghetto English to people from India.
You weren't gonna get it. You didn't speak in Hindi though.
No, not in Hindi, but just...
You'd put an accent on your English accent.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Hello, boss. Thoda sa, can we have a couple of naan, or like a chole puri sauce, or whatever. You know, get a nice one, bro. Nice one. You kind of went between the two, but you just put them, dropped that on. You put, yeah, but you do. You took them in their accent, and he doesn't.
But did we not get the food, and did it not come really quickly? Because you know, because once you make that connection, I think it's all about communicating connection, and you've got to meet them at their level, and then people will just get on with you so much better.
Now
at their level.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Always, it's key to get to the level that they're speaking.
All right. So if you went to go and get Caribbean food, how would you speak?
No. Let's not try that.
No, they probably don't do any vegetarian food anyway. I like little broccoli tassels.
What vegetables do you tie to? I don't know how kinky you get as a vegetarian, you know, the fun vegetables.
To be fair, I was in a cab the other day in Dubai.
I'm sorry, I'd love to see him get a Chinese and go, hello! No, don't worry, bro. Don't worry, I'm getting down to their level. Stop talking.
But when I did have to speak to this Chinese family, you hit my car.
Oh, yeah.
You did.
No, don't.
No, I just said that it needs a bit of a wax on. No, I spoke slowly so that they could understand. I didn't speak normally as I would speak.
He doesn't even realise it, people. I'm telling you.
They didn't understand me.
I feel like I got witnesses today. Yeah, this is great.
I did that though. I was in the cab the other day. I need to get to this place. Sidra. Sidra.
Is that her name? No, it was the name of the place, the area.
And he goes, oh, Sidra! And I was just like, get me there.
Sidra's not millimars of Sidra. He should have got that. But it's just the way he goes to me,
you're British, innit? I was just like, well, yeah, of course I am. Like, but in his accent.
Because
yeah,
he didn't do the
All of you were like that.
When I was in Mexico, when I tried to order water, I said water. And he went, ah? I went water? Ah? And then I had to go, war.
Water.
And I ballsed up as well because I started speaking English when I went in once. I think I might have said the story already, so I'm doing it quickly. I went in to order three naans, but I then, because he was starting speaking to your mom, dad, and I went, oh, Tika, can I have 10 naan? And he made 10 naan. And he went, you said 10 naan. And when he gave me, I went, I just need three.
Yeah.
And he went, next time, just choose what language you want
to
speak in.
To be fair, that was annoying me. We were in a cab a few times together and this guy was trying to speak Punjabi to the driver and he can't speak Punjabi.
So I can, bro!
The driver's looking at me to answer. I'm just like, Baba, I don't know what he's on about.
It is funny watching Tommy. He would start Punjabi and he starts quite fluent and then it just falls off a cliff very quickly.
It's so bad.
Well, you just got to get into character. So I was like,
why are you doing that?
And he goes, how long's it been? And he'll, can I chat hockey at Dubai, the bitch? And then he'll throw me, because he'll go, Tara me then. I'll go, shit. Yeah. What's Tara? Let's put the radio on.
That's exactly what happened when we were in India together, because Tommy would start the conversation, and then he would just look at me to try and continue.
Catch, tell him about your mangoes, quick, catch. Right, what have we seen? Oh, you came back on the plane. Did you see anything?
Ooh. Yeah, I missed them when it came out. I really wanted to watch it. Better Man, Robbie Williams.
That's brilliant. Yeah. Have you seen that? Anyone seen it? Oh, it's good.
It's
great. Robbie Williams' story.
No.
Brown women love Robbie Williams.
Do they?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, they haven't seen it. They can't be loving it that much.
No, they'd
rather watch a documentary about S.P. Balasubramanian.
Who's that?
See?
Who's that?
You'd rather see a documentary on S.P. Balasubramanian.
Banging songs. There we go.
Wow, over Robbie Williams.
Okay. Yeah, no, that was a good film. The whole thing was weird though because it's about his life.
Is this the one where he's a monkey?
Yeah, he's a monkey. Yeah. And I was just like, it's weird because he's the only person that's a monkey in the whole film, and the rest of them are just like his family and stuff.
Yeah,
good watch.
But that's the
idea. He's been through some
Yeah, he has been for it. And he was mega high and lows. I can relate. but ultimately, he just loves entertaining. And that's the great. It's good. A Better Man's good. What else did you watch? Did you do a couple?
And then I watched a whole bunch of shit films. Like, there was just
Hindi
films,
isn't it? Hindi
10
films.
Minutes, and I was like, turn it off.
Sad, don't
it,
love doing
it
Hindi films.
No, I didn't know Hindi films. No, oh. I scrapped them.
Oh, so what English films did you watch?
It was Den of Thieves 2. But Gerard Butler, always a good film. It was awful.
Right.
No, something else I put on. And then Gerard picked. Because I was just like, I just need something that's going to entertain me. Space Jam.
Oh, wow. The new one.
No, the old
how
one.
Old
the old classic.
Yeah, I was just like, I just need something.
There you go.
Good film.
Yeah. Did you do your maths homework at the same time? Your times tables?
I was happy.
Yeah. Kedge, what are you seeing?
I'm watching this new thing on Apple Studio, Apple TV Plus is what it's called. It's called The Studio. Anyone watch that? It's well you, good.
It's called the what?
The intellectual people nodding at the back there. It's Seth Rogen and it's all about how he takes over a massive Hollywood studio and he just wants to be friends with all the Hollywood stars and he's desperate to put out a film, but it's got every single Hollywood actor, director.
Okay,
actor. It's really clever how they made it, and I think they should do a Bollywood version of it because I think it would be in India, we still don't know how to make Netflix shows on a massive global scale where people go crazy.
We again, yeah? Because you've got no CI card.
Yeah.
You ain't Indian anymore, bro.
Exactly.
You're here, okay?
But what I'm saying is we don't know how to make that show that is, as big as, say, Squid Games, right? But I just think that this could be an idea that Gunjora and his gang need to steal and try and,
But I won't watch it if any of them not in it.
No, it's really good. But it's a satire comedy. It's really good. It's really good.
So it's kind of behind the scenes, but acted out.
It's all fake,
stars.
But they're just taking the mickey out of themselves and how ridiculous the whole Hollywood sort of film industry is. And I think that's brilliant because I think Hollywood takes itself too seriously.
What's it on?
Apple. Apple Plus.
Okay.
Check it out.
Right.
I don't think Satch is going to get past 20 minutes.
What's the name of it? What's the name of it called?
The Studio.
See, you're interesting because you say studio.
Studio.
Not studio.
Studio.
When
I was in the posh school, it would have been studio.
Yeah, I would have expected better from you than that.
It's been a while since I left school. Really fun, yeah. Believe it or not.
Since you've been, your car's been smashed up, you start talking differently. You're hanging around, you're doing too many accents, is what
it
is.
Exactly. Yeah,
too many voices.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything because I.
When you watch any film on the plane? No?
I forgot the name. It was like a romantic film. It came out around New Year's, I remember, and it's like The Time of Us or something like that.
It's the guy who
plays one of the. He was a Spider-Man. He was one of the Spider-Man guys. He's got curly hair. He's quite good looking. What's that film? Huh? Andrew Garfield, that's it. What's that film called?
I don't know.
The Andrew Garfield romantic film.
He was forced to watch it with his
missus. And basically, it's weird because it's like four different timelines going at the same time. Honestly, it was so depressing. It was supposed to be like the most romantic film. I thought,
No, because I think she's dying or something. I think that's what it is. She's done.
I would never do that.
No,
I would never.
No one's going to watch that,
None of everyone.
No, you're like straight. Just put your lily straight in there.
You know that in the trailer.
I'm going to watch it.
You
can wait.
You know what I mean?
I was going to watch it.
You know what I mean? So
ruined it now.
It came out, and I'll tell you what it was.
I love
watching a film on a plane because in 2007, right, I'd broken up with my ex girlfriend. Right, I was single, and I got on a plane. Right. And I watched Jab We Met.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And I was just fell in love with Kareena Kapoor. Right? I was like, oh, man. I remember watching this film, and there was this Punjabi girl from Bathinda in the film. That she went. I was like, that's it. That's what I'm going to marry. I did not marry that. I married a crazy girl from
Birmingham.
So I thought, oh, a nice romantic Andrew Garfield. Let's get back in that mode. Watch a nice romantic film. And it was four stories going at the same time, but it was all so depressing. It was like showing like them, they break up, but it also runs it as if they were still together, as if they just met, and it's all just
rubbish.
Yeah, it just gets you
so
down.
Is she done?
Huh? It doesn't. That's not the point.
Oh.
The point
no,
is
in one of them,
the journey of the love story.
To be fair, I'm a bit hopeful. This month, there's so many good films coming out.
Yeah, I'm going Mission Impossible tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
What's that? Trying to sell mangoes in Pakistan. That's Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Karate
Kids out.
Karate Kids out.
Jurassic Park's out.
Karate Kids out, yeah. Oh, it will be out by the time the podcast comes out. Karate Kids out on the 28th, in a few days' time.
You love that guy, don't you? The original Karate Kid, Ralph.
Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, I met him. Yeah.
You met him?
Yeah, gave me a little fist bump. He came to work.
What accent do you speak to him in?
I know,
Yeah. he put on the Mr. Miyagi voice.
Yeah. He got scared. He's like, oh, is he? Mr. Miyagi, is he? No. But
him, you and him fighting, that would be Ryu and Dal Sim. Ryu and Dal Sim.
That's a good fight. That's a good fight.
I can see it.
But the thing was, he's, you know that guy, you know how old he is now? 62. He looks incredible. Yeah, he still looks like Karate Kid when he was 10.
Yeah.
He's
good genes.
62, you. 62,
jeans.
His hair's all looking great. He was just... And
why
not
have a hair
No, 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 but like...
No, I know what you mean. But he's known for it. He's literally one of those actors that everyone, every interview he does, everyone goes, oh my God, you look so young. And he goes,
But 62, I mean, wow.
Incredible.
And, you know why? Because he's not buying four chocolates at the petrol station. That's why.
Little ding, just to move on. You see that? You see his nostrils flare up as well. You flared your nostrils, the front row moved backwards. The front row, the whole row just moved. Things we have learned. Things we have learned this week. Something.
I'm going to go first.
Oh, go on then, go on.
Because mine's short, quick and easy. That's what he says to all the girls. Right, so here we go. So my one is, which building in the world has the most toilets? Oh.
Which building in the world is it? It's going to be one of these like Burj Khalifa things.
Yeah.
Because
oh, okay.
Because it's got a lot of floors.
So you've gone straight to Dubai, right?
Well,
anyone
I mean, tallest building.
Anyone would have a guess?
A prison. Yeah, that's a good
prison.
One.
Okay. A prison. No, yeah. Empire State Building. No, we still know the right country.
Oh.
No one said the right country yet.
What?
Wembley Stadium has 2,618 toilets, the most in the world.
Really?
That was just it's not enough.
It's not enough.
Yeah. Well, we should have gone in the men's. Because 2,000 is probably men. But there we go. I was quite surprised by that. Wembley Stadium, 2,680. But I thought that was quite.
Is that like per the size of it?
I was going to say, is that like a toilet, like, or is it
per meat?
God, I've gone around counting every.
I need to know.
It's in Wembley Stadium. Yeah. But it's 2,680.
2,000. Wow, that's.
So you were there. You were at the home of toilets.
I was at the home of the up and upper shop.
Did you lay a log?
Huh?
Did you lay a log?
I didn't lay anything, Ken. I did a little zuzu, and I might have, because I'm 48, gone to my son, quick, let's go for one more zuzu before we get on the train. Just because if I get on the train and then it happens, then I don't know what we're going to do. And I'm on my own with him, and if I had to drag him into, like, Stratford Westfield,
right.
I'm going to go, look, I'm sorry, but daddy needs a zuzu again. So,
are you
scared.
At that level now, yeah?
Yeah, oh, rough, I am, Yeah,
that's
definitely.
Like, you've got that sum still, mate. Strategic. It's your birthday. You're going to have to do more loose stops.
You tell you what, you won't even know you're doing it. Then all of a sudden you're like, oh, before I go to bed, I might as well just try.
Otherwise,
I'm going to wake up in 2 3 hours.
I think he's desperate for one now.
Yeah, I should have done my pelvic floors after that.
Go on.
So I'm going with something that somebody said yesterday. Someone said to me, Tommy, do you know the Desi word, Hindi and Punjabi word, I think it is, for vampire?
Oh.
Bhoot.
No.
No.
That's ghost.
There's an actual word for vampire.
Does it begin with...
Oh, no. For Dracula.
Oh,
for Dracula.
Okay. For Dracula?
Yeah. Vampire Dracula. No? Okay. This
Dracula
one. This, no, I'm looking around thinking, shit, this might be wrong, and I didn't verify.
No, you've not checked this, have you?
Because it's a funny word. It's pissarch. Pissarch. You know that?
Bhoot
pissarch.
That sounds like... Oh.
Pissarch is a vampire. Like a really powerful Bashar. In 2000, it's a Pissarch. You don't get arches, sorry. We do, boys do. But Pissarch, you won't forget it now.
Vampire.
Things are learned this week.
You know, we've been talking a lot about languages, because again, not planned at all. This is the thing I've learned this week. And, do you know, I'm going to play it to you down the microphone. And it's basically,
everyone listen.
It's basically how to say, where's my hug in Japanese.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah. Here we go.
How to say where's my hug at in Japanese? Hugutonai. How to say where's my hug at in Japanese? Hugutonai. Hugutonai.
Why see now you make me repeat it?
No, can you just how do you?
I already went down the her
sorry,
husband's
can
name.
Sorry, can you just read that?
We know what it is. It's Haga Chodai. So Jodai must just mean, because she says Haga.
Yeah.
So Jodai just means, where is it? So where is You can be chodai. Yeah. Where is that person?
Yeah.
But hugger chodai.
Hugger chodai.
You won't forget it.
Where is my hug in Japanese?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
could be a new government yeah. slogan, though, couldn't it? Really? Instead miss, of hug a hoodie, it could be
yeah,
this.
Yeah. Or, where's Dracula?
He's from one of them.
Pisaches chodai. Chodai pisaches. Do them out which way you do it. These are the clever things no one else will teach you.
No.
That's what we do. Anybody else got anything they've learned? They want to throw in. This is your, yeah, go on.
It takes longer to train as a sushi chef in Japan.
Yeah.
It takes longer to train as a sushi chef in Japan than it does as a doctor.
In this country. Or anywhere in the world.
No, in Japan. She said Japan, bro.
I love that. She went straight with Japan, bro.
Even she's in the
food there. I like it.
But that's because, again, they don't need that much health attention there because they're all quite fit and healthy.
Oh, God. Yeah. They're not eating chocolate bars.
Shut up, kid.
They're not eating chocolate bars, bro.
Yeah.
Shut up. They've got blue zones there. We haven't.
Blue zones?
Yeah.
Is that healthy zones?
Yeah.
That you can only get healthy
We don't. We don't do that because we're in chocolate zones here.
Would you like us to have blue zones here? Would that be a good thing?
What's that mean?
I don't think it's possible. I don't think it's possible because we eat too much processed food.
Okay.
Do you want me to go down that road?
No, we don't go down that road. Any more things you learned? Anyone want to share anything? Anything you want to share? Any questions for anyone? No?
No.
Then brilliant. Then this podcast obviously is going to go out this week, so I can go on holiday, which is brilliant, and not have to do a podcast on holiday. But generally, thank you, Harrow, for coming out and spending some time with us on this, what day is it?
Sunday
evening. I'm now going to hop across and do Bollywood Time Machine in the other room, because why not? Why just do one job and do two?
Yeah, you could be joy. It makes more money.
Where are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm working tonight. Tomorrow, lounge down the road.
There you go.
So we're working, and he's
going to go and see... Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible.
With Alex?
Yeah.
No, not with Alex.
Okay. The fact, you know what? You should play the music as you're trying to get to the cinema without a car. Bum, 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 just at the bus stop. Thank you for coming. Give yourselves a round of applause. Thank you, Harrow. Until next week. Later.
Thank you.